And this is your Community Connection, brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna here on COWS 100.9. Good Tuesday afternoon, everyone. You got Corey Hargith here with you as we also welcome our special guests here in studio today with the Waseca Chamber of Commerce. They were brave enough to come out in what has not exactly been a nice, warm summer day by any means.
It's a little chilly, Corey.
So that was the voice of Robin Doulas, the newly named executive director at the Waseca Chamber. And then we got Mikhail Rostislavovich. How close was I?
Very close.
All right. It's going to be a good day.
Nice.
After.
Good
it's
job.
A little things
good
in
job.
Life, you know.
It is.
So as I mentioned, Robin, you are the new executive director. And I mean, you're not exactly a new face to the Waseca community.
Correct.
But just take a minute to introduce yourself to all of our listeners, because they're going to be hearing your voice plenty here on our airwaves.
I hope so. Yes, I am the new executive director. I'm on day 9, so we're doing well. I've lived in Waseca pretty much my whole life. My husband and I raised our family there. I was on the board of directors for a couple years and stepped back to apply for the position, and it's been great. So many good things are happening. We're excited. The board is growing. Our staff is great. We just things are going really well. Things are going great.
And prior to this, you were still definitely involved in the community. I think a lot of people probably recognize your voice the most when we would visit with you at the Waseca County Free Fair, too.
Yes, I've been on the fair board since 2013. It's one of my passions. It's one of the things that my family and I all do to give back to the community. And we're gearing up real soon, so I'm excited.
Yeah, that's hard to believe. We're already going to start talking about that. It's only January, but you got all the planning you got to do for that. That's a whole nother can of worms that we could go into here.
We'll do that later.
Yeah, I like that idea. We'll spend probably almost a whole segment on that thing coming up.
I think that sounds great.
So, Mikhail, let's just transition here. And with Robin coming in, there's been some changes, especially as far as structure when it comes to the Waseca Chamber. Take us through some of those.
Sure. We've gone through a major restructuring of the Waseca Chamber of Commerce, starting with how we actually run ourselves. So in the past, it has always been director-driven. And the chamber is now going to be board driven. So the chamber president and the board of directors will set the tone and the pace for the chamber. They will come up with all the plans. And then Robin and Christy Bean, who also works in our office, will implement all those plans.
And so it's going to be more visible to the community that there's more people involved, essentially, right?
Absolutely. So what we'll be having is the board of directors have all signed up for different and various committees, and each committee has a chair. So you'll start to see all the different folks that are involved in Waseca coming forward and having a very, very, very public view of what they do and what their businesses do within our community.
And so with these changes and being more board driven, you've also brought on some new board members as well.
We sure have. So in the last 5 months, we've brought on 4 brand new members. They are all under the age of 40, so they bring in a whole lot of energy and ideas that our old board did not have. So we are really, really excited to have these young individuals on our board.
And there was one that you specifically wanted to highlight that you just brought on to the board. I think he's fairly well known in the community already for the business that he has, but that's actually expanding.
Absolutely. And we just brought on Aaron Omnovit, and he is brand new to the board. But as he was coming onto the board this morning, he shared with us that he and Sam have recently acquired the Schoenbauer Funeral Homes in Montgomery and La Center Funeral Home in La Center. So they are expanding their operation, and we are truly excited for him.
Yeah, that is great to hear. Anyone that's worked with anyone within that business knows how great they are, especially in what can be a worse time for many families that they're having to deal with the funeral homes and such. Now, there is plenty of other stuff happening in Waseca, especially as we get into the winter months, specifically talking about Slay and Cutter. And I think we will talk about that coming up here in just a minute. But first, let's get a little break in here and hear from a number of our great advertisers. And we'll continue on with the Waseca Chamber of Commerce when your community connection continues on COWS 100.9, all brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna. And we are back with your Community Connection, brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna on Cows 100.9. As we continue our conversation with the Waseca Chamber of Commerce, and for the programming side of it, they'll be joining us every month here on the second Tuesday, right? Is that where we are?
That's
okay.
That's right.
I barely know what day it is half the time, let alone where we are in the month. Yeah, and there we go. I suppose you guys probably want your microphones on, too.
Oh, there we go.
I could hear you. No one else could. Details.
I love it.
But as we talked about before the break, plenty of different opportunities to get involved with what's happening in the Waseca mm-hmm. community. Even as we go throughout the winter months, the big one, if you've been around the community for any period of time, you know about Slay and Cutter. Well, it's back for, what we decide, the 75th year this year.
75th year. It's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's so many different pieces, something for absolutely everyone to take part in.
There is. The parade, the dance, so many things. One of the things that kicks off this Friday on our, and it'll be posted on our website, our Facebook page, are the clues for the medallion and for Frosty.
I usually like to play along, even when I wasn't living in the area, especially when it comes to Frosty, trying to figure out who that person is. So for those that aren't familiar with that particular contest, explain that a little bit on kind of how this works. I know I'm throwing you off guard here, Robin.
Throw me under the bus, Corey.
Oh, that's what I do.
You're doing it well, by the way. So typically every year, an unknown person is chosen to be Frosty, and there are clues that will be posted again on our website, WasecaChamber.com, on our Facebook page, and people have to guess to see if they can figure out who Frosty is. The clues are very well written, and honestly, in all the years, I don't think I've ever gotten the clues right.
Yeah, there's been years where I've gotten close, but then there's that one little piece that'll throw you off sometimes. And the medallion's a lot of the same thing. It's hidden somewhere on public grounds in the community, and you just got to try and find it. And it's usually a race to see who can find it, because there's certain groups that they are very good at finding this thing.
They are. There are people who scour, and you'll see people out looking, and it's freezing cold, and they're digging in the snow. So it's kind of fun to watch, but it's always, again, the clues are written so well, I can't figure it out, but there are people that do it.
Yeah. I mean, I've been out there searching, and it's even more fun when people are searching, you know, they're in the wrong place.
Yes. That's kind of funny.
Yeah. Of course, there has to be a little bit of humor to all of
this.
I mean, why not? But otherwise, besides the medallion and Frosty, we also have the Miss Waseca pageant as well.
Yes, this is the 30th anniversary of our pageant this year, and we have a record number of contestants, 20 young women ranging from the ages of 13 through 27. The Southern Minnesota pageant is a scholarship pageant that is a preliminary to the Miss Minnesota and Miss America. So the contestants compete in a private interview on stage with questions, fitness, evening gown, and talent. The pageant is sponsored by the Waseca Slay and Cutter Festival. And so they're the ones that actually come up with that programming itself. And I'm honored this year to be able to serve as one of their lead judges. So it's exciting for me. So that Miss Minnesota Teen will both be at the pageant this year. So that's kind of exciting for Waseca. We'll be crowning 16 junior royalty from Waseca as part of our mentorship program. And the show will be streamed on Owatonna Live. It is at 6:30 at the Waseca Performing Arts Center on January 25th. So we hope the public will come and join.
Yeah, that's only, about a week and a half away now?
About a week and a half.
Wow, we are really just cruising on through the first part of 2025 here. But there's so many other things we could touch on. But we also want to hit on the happenings at the Waseca Arts Center as well.
Sure. So the Waseca Arts Center, as many of our viewers may know, rotates our exhibits every 6 weeks. So on January 21st, we'll be having another new exhibit. And this time, one of the artists that will be there is a woman by the name of Kim Hartley. She's local to Waseca. She was born and raised in Waseca, and she has a love of art going back to her childhood. So we're looking forward to seeing her art up on our walls. It will be hung in our new gallery, the Hargith Gallery, actually. Corey, you may be familiar with that particular
young
lady.
Just a little bit.
All right. Maybe. And the other artist will be Barbara Bauer, and she is out of St. Paul. And so we're looking forward to having that opening.
Those kinds of exhibits are always so fun to see, just how especially in this case, when we have local artwork and just kind of seeing how different people's minds work a little bit when it comes to that kind of thing.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And our whole area, the Waseca area, is filled with artists, and very few people understand or know that. But a lot of our artists have gone on actually to win major national awards. So it's time for us to put their art up on our walls so the rest of the public can see it.
So that's just a little dabbling into some of the things happening at the Waseca Chamber of Commerce. Now, if anyone wants to learn more about your happenings or maybe even becoming part of the board, that sort of thing, how can they get in contact with you guys?
Robin?
You can always check out what's happening on wasecachamber.com. You can always give us a call at our office, and our lovely administrative assistant, Christy, will be happy to help you. And that number is 507-835-3222. 260.
There you go. She's still learning it.
I'm still learning.
And then, like I said, Robin, Mikhail, and everyone else within the gang will join us every month on the second Tuesday here for Community Connection. But I think at that, we got to wrap it up here for today. Time is running a little bit short for us here. And join us back here next Tuesday at 12:10 as we have the newly sworn in mayor of Owatonna, Matt Jessup, scheduled to join us right here on Community Connection, brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna. The Linder Farm Network Midday Farm Review is on the way here at the bottom of the hour. Then John Partridge joins us at 1 o'clock to take you through the rest of your Tuesday afternoon right here on Cows 100.9. Have a great rest of your day.